The boogeyman.
That's what I am.
I'm here too. Whatever I can. Be it early morning, late afternoon, with the sports buzz. We're here for you.
Yeah. Shake, shake, shake.
Yep.
Yeah, shake, shake, shake.
Hey, welcome to the sports buzz. You got Rich out playing golf now. We got the numbers man sitting in waiting for your phone calls going on today. We'll talk about what you want to talk about. So, what do we got going on?
There's a lot of stuff going on. You got all the playoffs for the college basketball, which is...
I mean, that's what's taking over right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, March Madness.
You got the Red Sox playing every day. It isn't much to turn it to the college basketball.
Yeah.
I just have a hard time watching it. You know, I know what it is. It isn't really a competitive thing. I don't care if you win or lose the Grapefruit League as long as you're ready to go at the opening bell.
And you got some horses?
Yep.
That you said you were going to go get and then you...
You don't?
Yeah. Sort of like the Patriots are doing right now.
They all do it. A lot of them do it. That's why you can't get wound up what you're hearing on TV. You don't know the inside story.
Yeah.
You know? But we've had some great weather, and, the main thing around here in the Upper Valley been going on is the sugaring. And I think the sugaring may be coming to an end.
Already?
That's what I say. And I may be having Matt Patch call in today, who is the big outfit around here, 60,000 trees tapped.
Huh?
60,000. Thousand.
That all? How many is Cliffy do?
Cliffy? I don't even know. I don't even dare to guess. 500?
Does he?
Maybe. I'm not sure. We'll have to have him call in. I just like to hear from these guys, Matt is just putting it out up there. I mean, they got all the big operation, everything. And if you want to see something running, this is the weekend to go up right now. This is Sugar Weekend at Patch Orchard, where they got all the donuts, all the ice cream. Go
Maple.
Up and watch that machinery run. Just stay out of the way. There's hair, teeth, and eyeballs going around to this machinery because you have to stay on top of it. And if I don't know that much about sugaring, but he's saying he's having trouble with, it's not dirt, it's like sand and stuff coming through in the water, which the filters take away quite a bit of it, but the little bit is starting to stick to the pans, which makes that much more work. Getting that off the pans, you got to break down, you got to wash them, you got to get it off the pan, which isn't an easy job. So it's like, out of a day, you got to be on this stuff every minute. Huh. It's quite an outfit. And the machinery he's got to do this boiling, you need to see it. I mean, it isn't out in your backyard with a 55-gallon drum with a side cutout with a pan sticking in it boiling.
Well, how about the hoses they get out there?
Oh.
The plastic hose that runs through?
The pipeline.
Oh.
Everywhere. And you got to take this stuff all in. I mean, people don't think about it, right? I got 60,000 trees tapped. I've got main pipelines with veins going, picture a vein going off to all
everywhere.
These trees, right? Everywhere. And then a bull moose walks through.
Yeah.
That breaks down everything.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? But in today's game, like if Matt calls, you can ask him about it. I could be way off. But in today's game, I think Matt's, I don't know how long he's had it. I'm not even going to guess. I don't think it's too long ago. They got, I guess it's like satellite. And when they have a break in the line, he can look on his phone and give him an area where it is so you don't have to check 60 trees where the break is.
60,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Wow.
So this all helps the whole process. It'd be good to talk to him about this.
Think about how many miles of line that has to be for 60,000 trees.
It's crazy.
Oh, it's crazy.
I've been in the woods where he does it, and it's like, huh?
Right. But think about the money, okay? Let's think about the money. 60,000 taps, trees, okay? What do them taps cost?
What's a hose cost?
Yeah, but what does a tap cost?
I bet it's cheaper than the hose. There's only one tap at a tree.
Yeah, but a hose comes off to the main line, so you can do that. But a tap is in every tree. Sometimes, well, when he said 60,000 taps, I don't mean it's 60,000 trees. It could be four in a tree, something like it.
Yeah, but you got to have the hose coming from the tree.
Right,
to the...
but they can come around and hook into one and go. So I don't know about the hose. I mean, it's a lot of money. But if you're thinking taps, how much is a tap?
Who knows?
A dollar?
I don't know.
Okay. That's $60,000.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I can't imagine what the hose cost.
We might get 500 feet for $100. I don't know. I don't know. But,
well, there you go.
You need to go up to Patches this weekend for Sugar Weekend up there. And they got some real things. If you like maple ice cream, you like the cider donuts, they make cider donuts up there. And I've already told you how many donuts they make in a weekend. 3,000 donuts.
Crazy.
Let's say you got 3,000 donuts to make for this weekend.
Jesus.
What are you thinking? Boy, I gotta get it.
I can't say it on the radio.
I know we might have to make 3,010 because you're gonna eat a couple.
A couple pounds.
Yeah. Hey, honey, you got another glass of milk?
A large coffee and a.
Oh, it's just, it's brutal to think how much you got into this. And the little guys, same type of deal.
Yeah.
And the percentage in the sap of water.
What is it, like 25% of 100%?
They get some... And I'm not sure how it works, but it's only 1% now.
Really?
Yeah.
It varies year to year based on the cold in the winter and, you know.
Wow.
Well, we got 400 gallons of water in the soil right now. So you're sucking a lot of water.
Huh.
And the percentage of sap is only 1%. Out of how many gallons? Tobin.
I'm not even sure. I think when I was growing up and we did it, you know, in the pan on a barrel stove, we got like maybe a gallon out of like 30 or 40 gallons of sap. But I'm
right.
I can't say that that's a certainty. It's just what
I thought.
I remember.
And I could be off, but I thought it was 40 gallons, like 35, 40 gallons of sap would make a gallon of syrup. And that ratio is way off this year. So it might be up around, you know, 50 gallons to a gallon of syrup. So what does that do? What does that do for your people when they're making it? That's more electric, more gas, everything to get them gallons. So you could see the prices, maple syrup, go up because it's costing them more to make it.
Well, I don't think good syrup like that is cheap anyway.
Well, it's not cheap, but if it's costing you more to make that,
it's going to go up. It's
they're not in the business to lose money.
Yeah, they gotta make money. That's what it's all about. Oh, I get it. I can't remember the last maple syrup I've had. Anything maple, not even a.
Imagine when that hits.
I don't eat pancakes. I don't eat.
No, but you might eat a side of donut.
I haven't had one in years, probably.
So, oh, it'll come back to you when you eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I only want one.
I'll just give me a jelly donut and I'm happy.
I'll have another one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's happening in the sport world now?
There's all kinds of stuff. I mean, like we said, the NCAA's going on. You got the hockey up here. Dartmouth won last night. They're in the...
So they're ranked... What's the number
in the ECAC, they were ranked third going into the playoffs, which I don't think I've seen that in quite a while. So they must be doing pretty good. So I didn't know they were that good.
They got a bye is what that means.
Yep, and last night they won. It's two out of three now, and they won their first one. So if they win tonight, they move on.
Right. I mean, that's the most important game is to win that first one.
Yeah.
Because now if you run into a bad night, you got another one to back it up. But if you lose the first one...
They won. I think they won 3-1 or something.
Yep.
That's the thing with hockey. A guy could fall down, you could lose 1-0 because the guy fell down, the guy scored.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just an edge on the skate or something. Just a little luck. Not a lot of scoring. But the basketball, really good. I mean, today there's going to be a good game today.
Where do they go? If they win this series,
they'll play. I imagine if they're third, they're probably going to play the number two seed, whoever comes out of that group.
Right, but does that go to a big rink?
Two is playing. I don't believe so.
That's what I mean. Like you win the plenum, however you say it.
Yeah.
In basketball here, then you go to UNH to. Finish it out. Now, when they get into the Frozen Four, where do they go? Do they go to somewhere like the Boston Garden or something like that?
I've seen it where they've gone over to Lake Placid, where the Olympics was.
Yeah.
They've played there. They've gone to, where else? Down in New York somewhere. Albany, I think it is.
These are professional rinks.
I don't know. I don't know what Albany is. Yeah. I know they've gone. I've never been to that.
You know, the like, if you play hockey in high school and you go to college, is a college rink bigger? And then you go to a professional rink, is that bigger?
I don't know, so I can't say. I don't know. I thought there was a... like the rink that's bigger is like the international rink, like an Olympic rink is bigger than NHL or college. I thought all rinks were the same size. I guess I guess they're not.
No.
Some are wider and some are longer.
Who is it?
What's up, fellas?
Hey. It's Fox.
Oh, it is? I couldn't hear him. It sounds like you're talking in a tunnel.
I'm in the bathroom.
Oh, I get it. It's echoing. Oh, what was that?
So you're down at Eastern Carolina?
Leaving today.
Oh, you're leaving today. Oh, I see. Yeah, I know the tournament's Monday, Tuesday, right?
Right, yeah. Leaving today. Leaving tonight. 5:30 flight.
So, we were talking Dartmouth Hockey, who finished up third, won last night, and I was asking the question, if you play hockey in high school and then hockey in college, is that rink bigger? And then if you go to the NHL, is that rink bigger?
I think they're all different sizes.
I think in the NHL,
I'm guessing they're the same size. I don't know that for a fact, but it seems
those all got to be the same size. But
like
it's college.
The football fields are the same size.
Yeah.
The different rinks are definitely, some are small, some are bigger for sure in hockey. Yeah.
Yeah, because they're wider and long. I know the international's bigger. Like when they do an Olympic.
So what's happening?
Nothing. We're just starting out here looking at, you know, we're going to talk about the Red Sox here. Now,
we got to go to a quick break, I think.
Yeah, I hear music, unless that's at Richie's house.
Is that your radio?
It's break time.
Are you going to call us back, Parks?
I'm just going to stay on the line.
All right.
Okay.
We got to go to a quick break. We'll be back in a minute.
Bam. What do you think of some of that? What do you think the Patriots are going to do? All this stuff going on. So Wilson just went to Pittsburgh. Pickett got traded.
Yeah.
They're not going to do anything. They're not spending the money.
Jesus.
They're going to go with what they got.
Are they really going to get a quarterback with a third pick, which you're wasting their pick?
You know where Pickett went?
No.
Eagles.
So he's the backup.
Yeah.
Who we got? Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah. And right. Zappy.
I mean, if you put someone around him, he wouldn't probably be too bad. You might get to the playoffs, but you got to put something behind him. They still got $55 million to spend. They ain't spent nothing.
How are you getting to the playoffs? You won 5 games last year, and you re-signed all your old bad players.
Yeah. Well, you got to get some receivers. The offensive line is improved. Some, I'd think. Well, why would they sign these guys that weren't with them? They got to get a. I got to take Harrison with the third pick. I need a stud receiver.
You're getting a quarterback.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep. Yeah.
Why would you get Brissett there and then take a quarterback?
Because they'll probably get rid of. Well, they have to have 3 quarterbacks. Everybody has 3 quarterbacks. So.
Well, they have 3 already.
Well, who's the third?
They signed one that they released for the practice squad. They signed him like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I don't even know his name. Never heard of the guy.
Well, that's encouraging.
Yeah, they got 3 on the roster right now. Now, that doesn't mean they can't dump him, because they can dump him in a heartbeat, and then they keep Zappy, or they can dump Zappy.
They're drafting a quarterback.
That's what they said during the combine. The Patriots guy loved that May guy.
Yeah, but they're going to have a quarterback. They're going to pay him they're going to pay him $1 million a year for 5 years.
Yeah, but if they make a trade with Minnesota, which they say they're loading up picks to get Patriots' third pick, because they want Maine, because their quarterback coach coached Maine in high school, which is Josh McNown, who used to play in the NFL, they would get the 11th pick and the 23rd pick. And in the 23rd pick, you could still get Penick or the kid from, who I kind of like, from Oregon.
They're not trading down the pick. They're not doing that.
To get 2 first picks, you don't think, huh?
I don't think they dare to.
First round picks? They're afraid Maine will be a stud?
Well, no, I just don't think they're going to trade down with all the media talk. People will go, what are they doing?
Well, if they get,
if they get a crappy quarterback, oh, we're in it.
Yeah. The people don't want him to take a quarterback, though. That's the thing. Because he'll be a stiff.
It doesn't matter what the people think. Obviously, if they did what the people think, Brady would have been the quarterback still.
Yeah.
He would have had, Bill would still be coaching. It's not what the people think. It's what's the bottom line in the cash flow. I think John Henry and Kraft must be related.
Pretty close. Like,
no, they brought all this happiness to New England, and their expectations went from absolutely zero in a 20-year period to like, okay, it's World Series, Super Bowl, or bust. And now we're back where we started, and they think that everybody's going to sit around and wait. Like, we've had four terrible years with the Patriots. Now all of a sudden we're going to rebuild the team? Like, what the hell were we doing the first 4 years?
Right. Yeah.
I'm serious, though. I mean, this common sense tells you. It's the same. I hate to keep beating this drum, but the same with the Red Sox. Just stop going to the games. Just stop going to the games.
I agree.
Then things will change. And people will stop going because, you know what? We've had that taste of victory, like a ton of them. What'd they win? 10 championships between the two teams in like that 20-year period? It's like, whatever. And the thing is, like we say all the time, you don't have to win the championship, but at least be in competitive.
Yeah, be like, in the so game.
So we want to watch the game on Sunday, right? Okay, the Patriots. Last year, what do we say? The Patriots are playing on Sunday. Big deal. Let's go call them. Like,
who cares?
Yeah, but, nobody cares. Like, so,
we watched the Patriots for 2 years, and the first year we go, the Patriots need a line. If they could get a line, they'd be all right. We got a kicker.
I was thinking we needed a quarterback and receivers. We had Cam Newton throwing balls into the dirt. And we had guys running the 100-yard dash in a week at the receiver position. And that's why that's one of the reasons why Brady left, besides he was pissed at Bill. They didn't have anybody to throw to. I mean, they drafted N'Keal Harry, Brady's last year.
Yeah, and then they said that he couldn't throw it anymore, but he didn't have anybody to throw to because Gronk and Edelman was hurt.
Yeah, but even as bad as Cam was, like, I still would have taken him over Mac Jones. He sucked. Like, he's terrible.
Brutal.
I'm sorry.
We got a 6th-round draft pick for him, though. It's better than nothing.
I can't afford to go to the games and watch him suck.
Yeah,
people are sick of the prices are going up and the wins are going down. What a combo.
I know, that's the thing. Ticket prices are going up in Fenway again this year. But we ain't putting a product on the field.
He won't spend money.
We'll be able to get down there for cheap, though, because they're going to end up selling. Last year in that Yankee doubleheader, you could get a ticket for $1 for the second game.
Really?
That was a first be able to get into a Yankee game for $1.
I'll go down and watch them lose for $1.
Yes.
Yeah. I go once a year and get free tickets. I sit in packs. I go once a year. I didn't go last year because they sucked. I go once a year. I sit in the front row on the on-deck circle of the visitors. My tickets are free. I get 2 of them, and I don't go. I refuse to go.
Yeah, you're in a big group. Actually,
Jesus Christ, they're terrible.
I can go down anytime.
It pisses me off. It pisses me off.
Woody gets free tickets the rest of his life. We just found that out this year.
Another break.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll hang
on.
All
right,
bye. Break. I'll let you guys finish the hour, then I'll call back after.
All right. We gotta go to a quick break. 603-843-8623. Give us a shout.
Bam.
That's once took a stroll, now the old I'm walking the day I met a little girl and we start to talk on a fine soft day. I ask you, friend, what's a
fella? Hey, welcome back to the Sports Buzz. 603-843-8623. You going, Pax?
Yeah, let's talk local sports quick. Hanover High came back last week, and the girls won the state title.
Yeah, you called that one. I was listening.
13 out of 17. They scored with 47 seconds left for a 2-1 victory.
Yeah, they were down 1-0 with, what, 2 minutes to go, 5 minutes to go, and you said, I'm going to go out on a limb and...
Oh, and
win 2-1, yeah. Yeah, and he did.
That's right.
I was watching. I go, oh my god, he was right. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, they were the best team. Clearly, I mean, they gave up like I don't know, was it 4 goals all year in New Hampshire? 4 or 5 goals. They scored like 95 goals.
Really?
It was like 95-5 or 95-6. Yeah, amazing. 13 out of 17 state titles.
So he has how many?
13.
Okay, I thought he had more, someone told me. Huh? So, but 13, that's stupid. How many? I guess like 10. 13.
So, and apparently they only had like 14 kids on the team. Like all these other teams are doing the co-op thing.
Yeah.
And they only had like, I think they had 14 kids on the team. They still dusted everybody.
14 amazing. Of the right ones.
Yeah.
Well, that's not always the case, believe me. I can tell you that. And Hanover High School had a great run, basketball, boys. They lost in the final. They had a great year. They were like, I don't know, 19-2, 20-2 after winning like 2 or 3 games the year before. So, good stuff.
So, I guess I heard their baseball team's down in the Dominican Republic right now.
Who?
Hanover High.
Really?
Of course they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we go to the parking lot in Lebanon, field ground balls.
On pavement.
I mean, Mike Jackson used to take them in places like that. And then I don't know what it did with the schedule. And you couldn't figure out the schedule, but that was the reason why.
Huh.
That's not a terrible thing.
No. It'd be nice if everyone else got a chance to do it.
I guess if you sold raffles or whatever, however they do it, they ain't doing it for free. I mean,
you think they're selling raffle tickets in Hanover?
I don't know about that. Maybe candy bars.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
They're doing something or people step up.
Hey, good for them.
Yeah.
Hey, so you know, so that high school tournament that Hartford's going to?
The golf.
So in the summertime to Texas that they raised all the money for?
Yeah.
So I asked my kids on the team about it. My freshman from Virginia played in it after his senior year in high school. He said it's the most amazing tournament, 350 kids. He finished third.
Really?
Yeah. He said it's an amazing tournament. Yeah.
So which kid is that? What's his name?
Tyler Brand.
Huh.
He's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. So you should see my golf game. I don't even know what end of the club to hold. I'm like, yesterday I played. Honestly, if I'd have finished every hole, I would have shot in a 90. Yep. I shot 278 the first 2 days, and those were kind of newspaper. It's stunning.
Yeah.
I'm close to shutting her down. I'm going to try to take a lesson next Thursday down here, but, yeah.
Take a lesson? Come on.
I can't hit the ball. I mean, I hit the ball, everything. It's insane, but whatever. This trip isn't about me. We're having a great trip. Staying at a house right here on the golf course, and kids are coming and going. It's been great. We had an amazing meal last night. The parents who own the house here and the court, they actually own the course as well. They did the old hot pot, Chinese hot pot last night. Oh, my goodness. You should have seen the food. It was insane.
So what type of food are we talking? The hot pot.
So
Did you have lasagna?
No. You literally have a boiling hot pot in front of you. And there's a divider in the middle of the pot. One side, it's all like hot peppers. The other side, they had some kind of bouillon in the other side, so for kind of plain. And then you just take all the stuff, like the stringy mushrooms. We had tripe. We had shaved steak. You throw the steak in there, 30 seconds, it's done. You pull it out, noodles, vegetables, meatballs. Literally everything's like, it takes 30 seconds to a minute to cook. And they just had, it was crazy. It was crazy.
What did you think about the tripe?
About Detroit?
What did you said you were eating tripe.
Tripe, yeah.
Yeah, what did you think of that?
I thought it was great.
Huh.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just couldn't get by that.
Do you know what it is?
I think so. I think it's stomach liner.
Yeah, from the cow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was amazing.
I guess I'd never had it.
It's called tripe?
Tripe is a stomach liner.
Yeah.
Haven't you heard the old saying? My mother used to say it all the time, tougher than tripe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I never heard that one.
You've never heard that? You've never heard tripe 3?
Tripe 3. Guy had a hair lip. Oh, shit. Tripe 3.
I've never heard Tripe 3.
Me neither.
No.
So you're down at Eastern Carolina. You know one of our local guys that played high school here? They named the baseball field after him. Did you know that?
No. Who is it?
Keith LeClaire. I think he played at Fall Mountain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And he's younger than us. I think he's the all-time leading hitter at Western Carolina, who he played for Leggett. And he became an assistant coach under Leggett, who went to Clemson. And then he became the head coach at Western Carolina. Then he became the head coach at Eastern Carolina from Western Carolina. And he died of Lou Gehrig's disease.
Huh.
But his I guess he was a phenomenal coach. Not only a great hitter, but he was a phenomenal coach. In the years, his last year when he passed away, they made it to the NCAA World Series.
Huh.
The guys he recruited that were finally seniors. It's kind of Eastern Carolina. Yeah, Keith LeClaire, I guess he could really hit. I mean, you look at his averages, and I forget, I didn't look it up, but it was insane what he hit at Western Carolina. I think he's the all-time hit leader, everything. Played first base, big guy. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Amazing. You never know, do you?
Fall Mountain right down there next to you. That's awesome.
The Windsor girls got beat in the finals.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
In basketball. I'm getting a note from my buddy Cindy. North versus South, all divisions, boys and girls. 1 and 2 play together, 3 and 4 play together. Wow. Where's that game at? In Windsor. Wow.
Amazing. We never had any of that stuff, did we?
Not at home.
No, we didn't have any all-star games when we were in high school.
No. Hell no. Yeah. The only all-star game was the Shrine game.
Oh, we were actually playing baseball. My bad.
Yeah. No kidding.
Do you remember when we used to get done? I know you remember this, though, because you were like me. So the world we're living in now is just so different than the one we lived in.
Obviously. Oh, Christ.
You know, the big deal for us in high school, for the listeners, was we get one nice pair of sneakers a year, right?
Yeah.
I wore high tops. I either wore the Adidas Superstars or I wore the Converse All-Stars.
Connie's leather. With a single star, all
not
leather.
Not brocads?
No.
I wore low tops. I wore low tops in high school.
Yeah, he did. I wore high tops. Yeah.
And So we only wore those sneakers inside on the basketball floor.
Absolutely.
And as soon as we lost that last game in the tournament, we got to wear those sneakers outdoors.
Yep.
Right? We got to wear the sneakers outdoors for the rest of the year. Now it's like basketball season never ends. Like, it's just like you would need five pairs of sneakers.
Yeah.
You'd need surgery. You need surgery on your ACL.
Tommy John,
or whatever you're doing. Like, did you ever know anybody, Dole, in high school who had a bad knee or knee operation?
No.
Not one single person.
No.
Do you know that Davidson girls basketball team had to forfeit the rest of their games 2 weeks ago because they had four girls blow out their ACLs?
Really?
That's year after year playing.
The only one I know that had a bad leg was Marty Brown, but he broke it.
Yeah, he had a broken leg from football. That's not freaking...
No, that ain't ACL, no. Basketball. No, yeah. That's right.
No, it's just crazy. Like, and the quality of basketball is not better.
It stinks.
It's unbelievable. We graduated, what, 45 years ago?
Yeah.
And I see these teams play, and everybody's like, oh, my God, I'm just... sitting there watching, keep my mouth shut. Like, you have no idea. Like, I think of Jimmy Vanya's team back in the late 60s, early 70s, all the teams that we played on, and the teams.
Then Woodrow's teams. Woodrow's team was real. And then the Fochers, when they played with.
And one of the biggest.
There were a lot of great teams, there's no question.
Right. And one of the biggest difference with the game today is telephones. How many people you see take out a telephone during the game looking at Facebook?
Yeah.
How about sitting on the bench and the assistant coach is eating a freaking hot dog with ketchup?
Right. Yep.
I'll call back after the break.
Okay.
There you go.
603-843-8623.
Bam! Bam! That's gonna be that's one of the rules. This must be an Irish, some Irish song.
Oh, St. Patrick's.
Yeah, tomorrow.
To the Sports Buzz, 603-843-8623. So we see all this going on, you know, who was it, Russell? Not Russell. The quarterback, Wilson.
Russell Wilson, yeah.
Yeah. And Pickett, they got rid of him because they're bringing him in.
Yeah.
He goes to the Eagles to be a backup.
Yeah.
So they're taking care of all the problems that they think they need to. What are we doing?
Signing the players we already had because we're going to lose them. We did sign a couple other guys, but.
Yes, we did. We started.
But nothing. They're all mediocre players.
Right.
There's no stallions, put it that way.
There's plenty of wide receivers out there to go get.
Not anymore. They're all signed. You got to trade. Now you got to trade.
Yeah.
Or you better draft one. That's why I'm not taking a quarterback and sending him out there with the wide receivers I got. It's not happening. If I get a rookie, he's going to be destroyed too. Why am I going to do that?
That's what they say. I mean, why would you do that?
I don't get it.
Why wouldn't you go out, take your receivers, get your line fixed, your defense, when you get the people back that were hurt, you should be top notch, right there?
Yeah, and they got $50 million in the cap left.
Okay.
$50 million in the cap left.
So I go with Brissett.
Yeah, Zappy, I'd go with him.
Zappy the backup.
Yep.
And go get wide receiver in the third round, Harrison. Now I've
third
started.
Pick, yep. And in the second round, I get
another one.
Yeah, or a
lineman.
Yep.
I patch that all up. Brissett's my bridge quarterback. Now I worry about getting the man.
There's still a couple average to better than average offensive linemen free agents. See, they're so bad they have to overpay to get somebody to come there.
Right.
When it boils down to that, that's what they got to do. Unless it's one of their own guys.
And then on top of that, when they did all the ratings, their weight place was
pitiful.
Towards the bottom.
Everything was towards the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now you've...
Can't say it.
Now you've let it all go downhill. Now you pay that much more to get it back.
Yeah.
Instead of staying on top of it each year. They knew Brady was getting done. Why didn't we have the man in there? You knew Jones weren't going to be your man.
It's all about the dollar.
Yeah. It's all about the entertainment. Well, your entertainment isn't very good, so we'll probably turn the channel. Nah, probably not. We turn you on to see how bad you are.
Mm.
That's like what they used to say. You hated the Yankees, but you watched them to lose. Hope to lose.
Yeah. I mean, it's like I watched Brady when he was in Tampa hoping he'd win.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand not watching him. If he was on, I was watching. Oh!
Yeah. I mean, I'm real surprised that Brady didn't make an appearance last year with Miami. I thought Tua was going down with a concussion, but all of a sudden now we took care of that.
Yeah.
We got to go to the top of the hour break. After the break, we'll have a sugaring guy call in. He'll know all the facts. Stay tuned.
Bam.
Here for you. Shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake. Hey, welcome back to the Sports Buzz. Matt Pat should be calling in at any time, and we'll talk a little bit about sugaring. Dole's got the Final Four going on right now. So, they're looking for the fourth number one. Right now it should be North Carolina, Connecticut, Houston, and they're looking for the fourth. Oh, Purdue will be in there. Those are your four top teams coming into next weekend. Got to start making out your brackets to see who's going to win it all. But this is best basketball we'll see all year, unless you're an NBA lover. I guess when the playoffs come on, the March Madness is the time of the year. If you need some basketball, ain't no better. We can have 32 games in one night or something. I think they went to 68 teams now, and I don't understand that because we've been watching some of the divisions, the lower divisions, not your UConn's or all that, and we're scoring 48 points and in the game, and dunking ain't everything in a basketball game. Foul shots is everything. And these teams can't hit a foul shot, they don't dunk, and they can't shoot three-pointers. It's terrible. But yet, these teams, when they win their division, are automatically in. What I don't get is some of these teams that aren't going to get an automatic buy-in are twice as good as these teams. And I don't get, when you put this tournament together, why you don't have the 68 best teams in the tournament. So I was talking about, We watched them games the other night.
They were horrendous.
Bo Peep division.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And they win, and they get a automatic bye.
A bid to the tournament.
Right. They couldn't dunk. They can't shoot threes, and they can't shoot foul shots.
Neither team could.
Neither team.
Terrible.
But yet, you win and you're in.
And they won, and they were what, 500 in the league?
They weren't even 500. They were like 20-19.
Well, that's to the good, though. No, their league was 500 in league. So like 8-8 or 7-7.
Yeah.
Which is horrendous to win your thing and get an automatic bid. Hello.
Now on the other side of the coin, is it right?
They always
this
want to look.
This is why you put.
Is this where you go to like football, 1AA and Division I and 1AA? I mean, something's got to be done. You get to,
right.
You're not going to compete with the big dogs. Yeah,
they win the Ivy League. They're in.
Yeah. Whoever
now,
wins the Ivy.
Who was it that made a pretty good run in it one year? They won a couple ball games, which is a pretty good.
Cornell when they had a 7-foot center that transferred in, and they had a player that. Father played for the Atlanta Hawks. He could shoot. That was like in 2008 or 2010.
Wasn't there a Pennsylvania team in there? They're not Ivy League, though.
That,
right?
Oh, yeah, they are. That's Ivy, yeah, but that's way back.
I thought there was a good one in there.
Princeton was good one year.
That was a couple years ago when they won a couple games.
Well, Penn made it to the Final Four in the 70s.
Right, that's when the tournament was 5 teams.
No, it was more than that. Yeah,
I'm just
5
saying,
teams.
I'm just saying they were pretty good. Now, Dartmouth women's been down, right? They went in and they had to play UConn when UConn was 111.
I can remember one year they played Virginia and lost to them by like 2 points. God, that's like in the early 80s. Yeah.
I mean, do you think that this is the way football's got to be in the tournament? Do you think they have to go to more teams to let some of these weaker divisions get in?
No. Nope.
When you know
nope.
that
nope.
they're Clemson?
Because there's only 4 teams that get in now.
Right, but they're going to go to 8.
Yeah, there's 8 good teams out there. It's not like you're going to 68.
8 good teams?
Yeah, there's 8 good teams.
When Georgia couldn't make the tournament last
That's the
year,
other team that should have been in it.
That's the only time I think it should have been more.
I think you'd be all right.
I mean, you let the best team in football not even get in your tournament.
Yeah, because it was not big enough. So you got to have 8 teams. At least 8. I mean, come on. It's not 68. They've just upped this to 68.
Boise State goes undefeated again. They get in. What's going to happen when they play in Alabama or Georgia?
Well.
They're going to find out that.
Yeah.
I mean, sort of like when Notre Dame got put into the tournament.
They got kicked.
Yeah. And how, you know.
They get beat every year.
That's what I'm saying.
But it isn't like this. This isn't like this. This is not even.
Okay, you should have somebody that can't shoot foul shots, can't. I mean, and then go in and
I'm
hurt
saying,
the big boys.
I agree with you. There should be a. I think there should be a 1AA like football. UNH ain't one Division I in football. They're 1AA. So they don't play the big dogs.
Right.
Well, that's what you should have in basketball. But they don't have it.
I mean, I don't know. This is a discussion. Okay. So we open it up to everybody. Everybody ought to have a trophy.
Well, you still got to win the. I guess if you win the, you know, you it's there's so many different ways to look at it. You got to win this tournament,
right?
Which they play every day in a row,
right? But the tournament we're looking at, there's no teams in it
that are worth a.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Yep.
And then who decides who plays in the playoff games?
In football?
No, in basketball. The night before, the first
Oh, you
night,
mean the select committee?
Yeah, they get two playoff teams, well, and one's going to...
There's some of them that are automatic bids, so they don't get to select nobody. It's the at-large teams that get the bids.
Right.
And that will be the big, strong... That's where the strong divisions come in to play. A lot of the at-large are in the big name, big program in their leagues.
So.
Strength of schedule.
Yes. But the strength of schedule of the playoff, two play-in teams ain't nothing like what's up top.
No.
Okay?
No.
So what's up top if they just had an off year where you don't quite think they should be there?
Yeah, you might not be going.
Why wouldn't you drop into the playoff game? That they would kick either all these teams down there.
Yep. Well, that ain't the way it works. It's been going on for years. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, but they keep putting more and more teams in.
Yeah. Just to get more TV revenue.
And that's what it is, money.
Yeah.
It all comes
down,
down
to
money.
It. Of course it does.
So, on the women's side, you've talked about this, you know. Who was it is it Caitlin Clark? She broke the scoring record in women's basketball and men's basketball.
Yeah.
Got the all-time scoring record.
Yeah.
What do we think of that?
Pete Maravich is still my all-time champion, but that's me.
Right.
He only played 3 years. Couldn't play a freshman. Averaged 44 points a game. Did she do that?
I don't know. She didn't have to.
No. No. And,
did...
When put it this way, Pistol Pete was such a special scorer, he was on the freshman team.
Yeah.
They played the first game, everybody left, back to place. Everybody left after that game, didn't even watch the varsity. So they had to switch the games and put the varsity first and make them watch the varsity before the freshman played.
So do they do that now?
No.
Caitlin Clark.
She's real. She's shooting it from places like insane.
But the women's basketball rating went up 60% this year. She was the cause of 40 of it.
Yeah.
So it still went up 10%, but
she's real.
And it's the money thing now. What do you suppose you're paying for a ticket to go watch her play now?
I don't know, but they. What is it, 50,000 in the stadiums?
Something like that.
And the NBA is like 20, 25.
Well, they're playing in NBA stadiums.
Oh, but the Garden ain't 50.
Right. But what I'm saying is you go down in attendance, but raise the prices higher. I can't even imagine what the prices of tickets to
see her play. Oh, yeah.
Last week, they were lucky. They were lucky in the tournament. And I'm not sure where they are right now, but they were down but like 10, and she was having a terrible game, like 0 for 10 on 3-point shots.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd be surprised at that.
And then after halftime, she woke up and that
couldn't
was
miss. Yeah, it was over. God, she can shoot. She's shooting well. What's his name shoots from Golden State?
Cuba.
I mean, she's over the slash half court line.
I'm open.
Yeah. See ya. Incredible.
Will she make a run to win it? I don't think so.
Really?
But TV ratings, they hold.
Well, you'd like to see her in the Final Four, though.
Yeah. You remember last year, LSU was just digging at her the whole game, and it was a decent game. They're pointing at their finger. They're doing the fade.
That was getting me ugly.
Ugly?
Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't take that well in a game.
No, that wasn't good. But this is a good game tonight, you know. NC State, which comes out of nowhere here, ranked 10th.
Yeah.
To North Carolina. And they got Mr. Eclair playing for North Carolina State.
I mean,
Gold Bomb.
By rights, this shouldn't even be a game. But it will be a game.
No, I'll tell you, North Carolina State, you know, they got two big guys that can go.
I'm not
impressed. And they can shoot it. They got a couple kids that can shoot it, which North Carolina doesn't impress me.
Right. They don't even come close to impressing North Carolina. Hey, we got to go to a quick break. 843-8623.
Bam. I guess I better wear green tomorrow, yeah.
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 Hey, welcome back to the Sports Buzz, 603-843-8623.
Well.
So, does the women's March Madness run with the men's March Madness?
I think that the Final Four is two different weekends.
So a week later?
So it drags out a little, yeah.
But you've got the women and the men's running same, basically the same.
Almost
time,
the same, yeah. But it's
which is no good. Who is it?
Couple things here.
Yeah.
So you sound like you have sleep apnea.
Huh? Is it my microphone?
I feel like I'm laying next to you in bed listening to you breathe.
No, I don't.
It might be up on his nose.
I don't know.
Okay. Secondly, Woody, we got to get you over to Kumon. I'm going to get you a reservation.
Where?
Kumon. They help my kids with math class.
Too late.
They weren't 500. They were 20 and 19.
Yeah.
And then he says, the women's basketball is up 60%. Who do you think helping with the 40? So that only leaves you 10.
20.
So yeah. Listen, I'm going to disagree with you guys on the college basketball. Let me tell you, Princeton got to the Sweet 16 last year or the year before.
Cool.
There are only so many spaces to go around for great players. You don't have to be the best player to play college basketball. You know, you guys all won championships. You know the feeling that you had. Like, for these kids to play college basketball and achieve all their goals and their hard work, just because it's not at LSU, Duke, or North Carolina, that doesn't matter. Like, that's the beauty. College basketball really is like one of the final pieces of amateur sports. Like, it's like, you know, they play for the love of the... You said it yourself, Woody. It's the best product out there. It's so fun to watch. These kids, you know, besides the one-and-done stuff, the NBA superstars that go to Kentucky and, you know, these other big schools, like, these kids go 4 or 5 years. They're counting down the games. You saw guys lose last night in the tournament where they knew it was their last game they'd ever play. They're down there, you know, banging their hands on the floor saying thank you. And, you know, it's so meaningful. And, like, they're letting 68 teams in. I don't know if that's extreme or not. But the reality is, you know, there's more than enough to go around for everybody. And if you think about the parity in college basketball, we'd have no idea who's going to win it this year. We had no idea who was going to win it last year. So it's not like this. It's not like football where Georgia gets left out, the best team in the country. That was a tragedy last year. But you know what? It's just like the same old thing. Oh well, oh well.
Right. You know,
that's the way we do things. But I think the college basketball thing. And you're right, Woody. There are teams that are way better than the UVM, the Albany State, Kennesaw State. There are teams that get left out, but. You also, as a student athlete, decided to go to the best basketball league in the country. You have to know that it's really competitive, and there's a chance, unless you have one of those years, that you'll never get to play in the NCAA tournament. And that's just the choice that you have to make as a kid. And, you know, so I just said Maine won the America East this year on the girls' side, so they're going to go to the NCAA tournament. Like Olivia Rockwood from Windsor, Vermont, getting to play in the freaking NCAA tournament. Like, that's something she'll never forget. No, it's like it's a big deal to Windsor. It should be a big deal to the Upper Valley. That's just how it works. Like, I understand the good teams get left out, but I agree with the foul shooting. I mean, Kentucky the other night was like, what, 5-for-17 in a game?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know. I agree. But shooting has gone down. Shooting across the board has gone away. Like, there are some good shooters on certain teams that you can count on. But it's just, it's a different game than we played. And we keep talking about it. But it's not going to change. It's not going to get better. Unless they get rid of that 3-point line, that game's never going to change.
And I get all that, Parks. But we watched a game the other night, the tournament, the Big Sky tournament. This team gets an automatic bye. They scored 48 points, and they couldn't hit the backboard 50% of the times, and they never made a foul shot.
We didn't see a dunk in a whole half on either team, and that's unusual. And there wasn't a three.
Hold on, Parks. Right. Who is it? Anybody there? Anybody
Call
there?
Dropped, and apparently when I followed the instructions I was given, Parks got dropped too.
Who got dropped?
The caller hung up, and when I switched lines, it also dropped.
Did they say who they were?
I think it was the guy calling in for maple sugar.
Okay. So, I'm trying to play both edges of the sword here, and I ain't doing good. But, how, these teams could hurt somebody. Meaning, these teams are going to go to play the number one team.
There's upsets.
And they get...
There's upsets.
Sporadic and run under legs and flip out and.
There's upsets. The teams that you go, where'd they come from? And look at this. She is right there throwing one in from Cuba.
Who is it?
It's me. Listen, I've been thinking about this, whether I should tell. I got to tell you guys about the dream I had the other night. The most insane dream, and all my kids last night were laughing. They're trying to figure out where that came from. I want to tell it because it's a dream of a lifetime, not a great one. So I go out to our old lake house, and I walk in the house at Mascoma Lake, and there's a lady in there, the mother, and she is screaming at me, swearing at me. Going on and on, get out of my house, we're going to kill you. And I'm like, oh my God. Next thing I know, I end up in Lebanon walking down Bank Street. And this van goes by with a name on it, like, I don't know, Bridgman's Furniture or Carpet Cleaning, right? But we're the only two people out there. It's pitch dark. It was right by the Lovejoy's house. So I ditch down the street there where Clark Dustin lives right there. And that freaking van comes around the corner, comes to a screeching halt. They get out, and they grab me, and they take me into the house. And it's three of the biggest guys you've ever seen, you know, tattooed up. And they were just like, okay, and Trey was there. They had gathered up Trey. And so it's like, I'm like, what are we doing? They're like, this is the end for you. I go, what are you talking about? Yeah, we've had enough of you. And so I looked at Trey. And so my kids use these rubber bands to stretch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I slipped one to Trey. I said, you need to use this. And next thing you know, one of the big guys is up against the wall. I knocked him down, and I put a table on him, a fold-up table. I put it across his throat and laid on it. And Trey choked his guy out. And I got the hell out of there. I don't know where Trey went. So I'm walking down the back streets like we used to down behind the old CCB before the new CCB was there. And Jimmy Adams comes walking up to me. And he says to me, he goes, oh, my God, I just left the lake. I was with Todd Hersey and the boys. Todd Hersey hates you. And it's not good. And I woke up out of the dream. And I just said, oh, thank God. That was definitely a dream because Jimmy Adams passed away about 5 years ago. Oh, my God. What a dream. I left a few parts out, but that was where the hell can we have someone call and like where would that ever come from? Like that was the most craziest.
Obviously, you probably thought about him sometime in the last couple of weeks.
What about the three guys that wanted to kill me?
I don't know. You might have saw that on TV or something. That's usually what happens. You see it and you go, boy, did I see that? Have I already watched this? You'll have a dream, you go. Or you'll happen in real life and you go, did I dream this?
That's not what I was thinking. That's not what I was thinking when I was in that house. Like, have I seen this movie before?
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Woody?
Yeah.
I know. I've had some of them dreams and I don't know where they come from. Like, Robert was real young. He got asthma. He had to go to the hospital. I don't know why, but I had to stay with Robert overnight, and they didn't have any place to sleep, and I fell asleep in a rocking chair with my pillow behind my head. And you don't sleep. I don't know what it is, but I said, oh, boy, somebody's sneaking in here. I'll take care of them. I have nothing to hit them with but my pillow. And this person walked by me, and I smacked her right up in the back of the head and sent her over into the air conditioning on the wall of the room. And it was a nurse. They said,
well, why the hell did you do that?
I don't know. I was just dreaming. Somebody was breaking into the house while I was sitting.
Because it's Woodrow.
And I smacked him in the head with a pillow, and it was a nurse. And I said, Mr. Woodward, you got to go home and get some sleep. Okay.
Yeah, okay. that's unreal.
So where'd that come from? I don't know.
Well, I think yours could really happen. Mine's kind of a little unrealistic.
Yeah. Hey, did you watch any of that UConn-St. John's game?
I did not.
Me neither. Jeez, 95-90.
Well, Rick Pitino blasted his team about a month ago. They've played great ever since. He told them they couldn't do a two-handed bounce pass. They couldn't move laterally. Like he blasted him in public and it lit a fire under him.
I guess so.
All right, Parks, we got to go to a break.
When's Matt Pass calling?
Well, he did cut him off. Yeah, they tried to get to him, and then it cut you off and him.
All right, I'll listen in.
All right. See ya.
Good boy.
843-8623. Bam! Name the movie.
I don't know.
Departed.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. All of them. DiCaprio.
Yeah. Hey, we wouldn't be able to have this show without these people.
There you go. Jake's Market. Chitta's Automotive.
If they can't fix it, scrap it.
Okay. Upper Valley Stovage. Wilson Tire. Richard's Electric. Marsh Brothers Deli.
Yeah, we eat there all the time.
Who does?
You do.
I ain't been there. I've been there once in the last 4 years. Parker eats there every day. They're not open when I'm in town.
Huh.
HP Roofing. Martin's Mechanical. William Smith Auctioneer. Old Billy's down there. JAS Auto. Bubba's Bar and Grill.
Bubba.
Freddy's Field and Sons of Grantham. Paint and Place Signs. Barden Concrete.
All over the valley.
Yep. Hilton Garden Inn, where we're at here today.
He liked the breakfast.
Yeah, Lundy Lawn Care. And Allen's Vending Hotline. There you go. And
who is it?
Hey, all the way from sunny Arizona.
Hey, Dougie, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. I just realized if the car business doesn't work out, the ad thing probably isn't going to work out either if you're doing ads on the radio.
No, I do not like that, no. Well, I can't read the handwriting. It's so bad, so.
No, it's all good.
Yeah.
Hey, I just called in because I figured you left one company off. That was Cactus Hack, but that's all right. That was the
cheap. There you go, right there, Cactus
sure.
Hack.
I wasn't supposed to say that. Hey, I got a guy that I know you were looking forward to saying hi to when we just put the baby down. So,
DJ's with you with DJ, and he's got the little one down, huh? You there?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
What's cooking, guys? How are you?
Good, good. How's you're really working hard now because now you're a dad taking care of the little one also, huh?
Yep.
Yeah,
I got two kids here in town. I got my dad and my daughter so taking care too. Full speed here.
How did you hit him yesterday?
What's that?
How did you guys hit him yesterday?
We had a weird day in Arizona yesterday. Actually, rained, so we did not play any golf.
Really?
We're gonna play some golf today. Yeah.
Now, your buddy Clarky there, he's kind of playing really good, isn't he?
Yeah, it's good to see. Wyndham is playing some good golf. I mean, it's something all of us out here have known for a while. He's super talented, like spooky, the way he hits a golf ball. But he's always struggled a little bit between the ears, and now he's got a mental coach. And ever since he's got her. Helping him between the years, he's been dangerous. So I'm looking forward to watching him this weekend.
Is he as strong as he looks? He looks like he's an animal.
He's not a big guy. He's probably
175
pounds, but he can
That's
move it.
It.
I mean, he can cruise it.
Yeah, I was going to say, he pounds it.
What are we talking, 330, 340
in the air.
How far?
He can fly it. 330, 340 when he turns it up. If you watch him, you know, the shot tracers is a great addition to PGA Tour now to be able to watch how they curve the ball. But he curves the ball a lot from left to right, and he's still smashing it out there. If he wants to get an extra 20, 30 out of it, if he turns it over and goes right to left, that ball can go a mile. It's just hard with these fairways and stuff to tour. You need spin to keep it in play.
So Woody's showing his hand up here like he hits it that far, but he forgot his goes right, like a half a mile right.
No. I used to hit him across the Connecticut River.
Yeah.
Not many can say they've done that. That's a special thing.
That's a special thing. Yeah, out behind
that's
golf
a
and
special
ski.
Thing, but that's a baseball thing. Baseball players, fast hits. Ball goes right.
Yep.
That's right. Yeah, except your buddy there. You shouldn't send me that clip on. Who was that?
Walker Buehler. He's a pitcher for the Dodgers.
That's Woody's boy. He loves him.
So let me ask you a question. If you were in the Red Sox situation, wouldn't you sign him for $900,000?
That's Bieber.
Oh, this ain't?
That ain't the same guy.
No, Walker goes to – this is Walker's last year. He's last year with the Dodgers, then he goes – he's a free agent. So he's
hoping – That's the guy you like from the Dodgers
that
got hurt.
Oh.
the young kid.
Oh,
that would be, he didn't play it last year at all.
Yeah, because the other one played for the Dodgers.
Bieber, but he never got to play. Yeah, he's talking about the kid that got accused of something with a woman and he couldn't say anything.
Yeah.
He's the real deal.
That's a messy scenario for sure.
Yeah, but he's off now. So, but that was the Bueller kid that you like. He hits it like, what'd you say, 350 or something?
Yeah, Walker's unbelievable golfer. He is so good. It's frustrating to see guys like that are so talented in their own regard with baseball or whatever sport they play, and then they're like, oh, I'll play some golf too, and then they're just amazing at that. You're like,
yeah,
just give us guys something that we're better than. Yeah, it just doesn't exist for many of them.
Yeah.
So good.
So, what else you got? Bomb.
He's a good player.
What else you got going on in your golf thing going?
I mean, it's been busy. A lot of stuff going on. Obviously in the golf space with the PIF and the PGA Tour and Anthony Kim's comeback. There's just so much stuff cooking in the golf world. It's a lot.
What do you think of the Anthony Kim thing?
I mean, I was a huge fan of him. He was such a renegade little, you know, different guy back in the day, and I loved how confident he was. It's just hard to see him competing at a high level at this point with so much time off, and plus he's 38. You know, it's just...
Is he that old, really? Huh?
You know, the guys that are out on tour now that knew who Anthony Kim was know how good he was, but they're not scared of him. And then the young kids could care less. These kids come out of college and they're like, I'm going to win. I don't care who that is.
Yeah, it was good to see that kid come back and have a good week after not making the cut. The kid that was the amateur that won, he's the real deal.
Who's that?
What is it? Dunlap? Is that his name?
Oh, yeah, Dunlap. Yeah, from Alabama.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he can play. Yeah, these kids are unbelievable.
They all can play.
Attention to golf and other sports, but they're just not afraid. Usually, you know, used to see kids have to come out and work their way through the tour for a little bit, and then they catch a win. But they're coming out
and they're ready.
Jake Knapp's been kind of dancing around for a while, and then you know
he's
a bouncer a couple
too.
Years ago. And now he's out there winning.
He's a bouncer.
unbelievable.
That's what Rich says. When you're an amateur, you don't think nothing of the money and you don't play the way the professionals do. You go for broke every shot. And then he signed and then he's playing for money. And it's a different game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well. Yeah. It's hard. I think that those wins obviously free up. Then you can start to play like not an amateur again, but you can play with a lot less care. But when you're on the bubble and you're trying to make sure that you secure your card, every putt you make, every putt you miss, you're thinking about either how much money that cost you or how much money that made you, and it's just hard.
I mean, they lock up a win
and you're cruising.
Yeah, they're at the end and the last thing, and one stroke can mean like $500,000.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a tough one to swallow for a kid who was a bouncer not long ago, working hourly. You're like, boy, oh boy, $500,000 would have gone a long way.
It's so awesome, though, because now he said he won.
Yep.
And he's got a 2-year exemption.
Yep.
And he won $1.5 million, I think, right? Yeah, he's in the Masters.
No, he didn't win any.
Don't you get in the U.S. Open? No, I'm not talking about that kid. I'm talking about the Knapp kid that was the bouncer.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Knapp. Yeah, Knapp's cruising. He's got a couple years to play the majors. He's in good shape, and he's so talented. I mean, another one of those guys who just bombs it without even trying.
So. Now, do they have qualifiers out west that you could try to qualify for a Monday qualifier? Or are they only
there's one for Waste Management every year. It's one of the toughest Mondays to get through. I think this year there was like 700-ish participants across, you know, 4 or 5 different places.
Really?
That gets you into the Monday. So it's like 700 for 2 spots.
Wow.
I mean,
that doesn't even make sense to try it.
I know, it is crazy. And then you get to the Monday qualifier, and you're playing against a lot of the tour guys that aren't in yet. So they're trying to Monday in, and they're exempt to that Monday. So
that's nuts.
It's crazy to get through something like that. That is, you got to catch lightning in a bottle and shoot 8-9 under to get through.
Well, I'm hoping. Now this is off. You don't know I'm going to ask you this, so. I'm hoping I see you and Johnny Football try to take on the two of the good goods or one of them guys in a 2v2 or something. I'd love to see that. Huh?
Very possible. Johnny's got some stuff cooking. I mean, he's been grinding. I don't know if you've seen what he's been up to lately, but he's been doing a lot of media and kind of owning a lot of that stuff from the past and giving some people some perspective on what he went through and what, you know,
yeah.
He kind of owns it, which is a huge part of him growing up, and I think people understanding his story a little bit more. But yeah, he's got a lot cooking. He's very in love with golf and wants to do more of that YouTube stuff, so hopefully I can ride that wave a little with him.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. That'd be a heck of a match, you two against two of them guys. That'd be kind of fun to watch.
It's pretty good.
Take on
it's crazy.
You and Johnny against Dole and I.
Yeah, right. That'd be close.
I'll let it fly.
Carter.
Yeah, Carter National. All right, Deej. Thanks for calling.
My dad told me not to get off topic. My dad was telling me there's some stuff cooking with Carter. It might potentially be
not real good.
Estate.
Yeah, unfortunately, we could be losing it. But I get it. I get why they're doing it, but I hope it doesn't happen. But
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can see reasons why. It makes sense, but it's also a bummer. It's a little staple of the community.
Yes, it is. All right, buddy. I'll be talking to you.
Great talking to you, boys, as always.
All right.
Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. I'll text you soon.
Get this win this weekend.
Yeah.
Work on that match. Dole and I'll be waiting.
Yeah.
I got
all
my
right.
work.
Yeah, you guys start getting practice in.
All right.
We'll see ya.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Bam!
Dressed all in his kilt, left a bar one evening fair. You could tell by the way he walked, I drunk more than his share. He staggered round until he could no longer keep his feet, and he stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street.
Hey, it's funny we're seeing that the Irish whiskey's on there, Jameson.
Now about that time, two young and lovely girls were passing by. One said to
hey, welcome back to the Sports Buzz. We got a couple minutes. Don't forget about Patches Maple Day up there at Patches Orchard. Go up there and get you an ice cream donut. They got a bunch of stuff going on. Go up, check out their machines and stuff. Matt's giving tours today.
So apparently there's a Shamrock Shuffle at noon today at the park in Lebanon, and tonight Dartmouth hockey game number 2 against Union.
What time?
Well, that's probably tonight at 7 or so, I think, if it's tonight. Yep. And they won last night, I think 3-1. So if they win this next one,
They'll be moving on.
I just don't know
how many teams. I mean, will they be going to the first?
Well, there's four. They're down to the 8.
Right.
If
they win tonight, they'll be in the Frozen Four. It should go
of the ECAC, not the Frozen, real Frozen Four. The whole country? No, just the ECAC. You got the Big East to deal with too. Which
you mean
is
the ACDC?
ECAC.
Oh, EC.
Yeah, ACDC. Thunderstruck. Tipstick. Yeah.
So there's some pretty good things going on today. Go up, check them out.
Yeah.
The weather looks like it's turning. A little chilly this morning. That'll be good for the Sugars.
Yeah, that is good. That helps them, yeah.
We got selections on what, Sunday?
I think so, yeah, the NCAAs, yeah.
Because all the tournaments will be over with today,
yeah.
I think, unless they play early tomorrow. It could be some earlier games tomorrow.
I'm telling you, good game today. I'd love to see NC State, number 10 ranked in the ECAC, in the ACC, beat North Carolina. With Mr. Goldbaum and the Eclair man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they deserve to get it. I think they can beat
them. I think they can beat them, too. They got two big guys. They got two little guys that can shoot. I don't think North Carolina shoots that good.
I don't know if the big man, and he will a couple times, but go up over that Who's North Carolina's big man?
I forget, but he's been there a while.
Yeah. I mean, he can play it.
Yeah, but they got that that kid I told you reminds me of the Miami guy.
Yeah.
A Bayou or something. He reminds me of him. They got that guy to go against that North Carolina guy. That's who will match up with him. I don't think it'll be the big lefty. Christ, you can't even get a Valley News under him when he jumps.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for coming in again.
Yep.
And we'll see what's happening next week. Till then, don't worry about the horses being blind. Just load the wagon.
There you go. Bam.
Over.